Molly Katzen is one of the best-selling cookbook authors of all time. She has 6 million volumes in print to prove it. So what does she write about? Well, vegetarian cooking. Starting 40 years ago, Molly raised the consciousness of an entire generation. That's when she helped found the Moosewood Collective in Syracuse, New York. Now, at a time when yogurt and tofu were wildly exotic, their first book, The Moosewood Cookbook, opened minds and turned on palates. Well, she left Moosewood many years ago, but never left her love of vegetarian cooking. Her latest book is The Heart of the Plate. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, talked with Molly about what 4 decades has done for her food.
Molly, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Sally.
So tell me, you were literally at the forefront of vegetarian cuisine 40 years ago when you wrote that first cookbook based on the restaurant, the Moosewood Cookbook.
Little did I know at the time. I was just cooking and trying to find a way
to
eat plant food.
And off it goes, 40 years later.
Really, yes.
How has vegetarian food changed in those years?
I think one of the things we were trying to do early on, at least I know I was just find a substitute for that hunk of meat in the center mm-hmm. of the plate. So it was very focused on something that could convince people that it was enough, you know, a substantial enough hunk of something to replace the hunk of meat. Very often that took the form of a casserole, something bound up with cheese or custard or eggs or all of the above. And it was largely about that main course. It wasn't, strangely enough, necessarily about vegetables. It was about find something substantial enough to hold down the plate.
Which is a totally different take now.
Totally different take, because now it's about find a beautiful framework for the vegetables themselves. The vegetables really were still relegated to the side as they would be on a meat plate, except that the meat was replaced by the vegetarian casserole.
Do you think vegetables are harder to cook than meat?
Oh, gosh, no. I don't. I think that there are some people who fear that they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that I can understand that, because the idea of cooking meat for a lot of people it's very straightforward and it's very quick. But with vegetables, there's always the issue of the knife. And there's also the issue of procuring.
What do you mean, the issue of the knife?
Well, in many cases, vegetables need to be chopped, trimmed, peeled, something. You know, they're not necessarily ready to go into the pan. And I think that a lot of people have a bit of insecurity around the use of a knife. I call it the knife block. Mm. So that if people get over that and can bond with a good knife, everything changes.
That's interesting. I had never thought about that with vegetables.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, because, of course, it's the meal that I think many vegetarians feel left out. Have you felt left out as a vegetarian?
No, but I've never been a strict vegetarian. I'll always take mm-hmm. a little bite of this or that. My personal vegetarianism is mostly about the fact that I put so much plant food on my own plate that there's no room for anything else. I think there's a lot of angst in kind of mythology around, oh, poor vegetarians, what will they do for Thanksgiving? Because in fact, I see Thanksgiving as a vegetarian's paradise, just doing nothing special, just the usual vegetarian dishes, the classic, the mashed potatoes, and then the mashed sweet potatoes, and then the cranberries and the Brussels sprouts, and maybe the Brussels sprouts and the green bean almondine, and then the dressing, if it's not cooked inside the turkey, and it's okay for a vegetarian. And then the key point, which is the gravy. See, I think people are
You have a take on gravy.
And I think the thing that people really love about the Thanksgiving meal really is the gravy, more than even the turkey. I think it's the gravy.
How do we go about making a gravy?
Well, in fact, I have a recipe in my newest book. It's a mushroom gravy. I call it mushroom gravy for everyone, because in fact, it is not only vegetarian, but it's vegan. It's also gluten-free, because for people who can't eat gluten, gravy is another issue, because it's often thickened with flour. Mm-hmm. So this is a mushroom gravy that is largely mushrooms. When you cook mushrooms, any kind of mushroom, and it's so much fun to combine different kinds of mushrooms in the pot. Mushrooms have such a high percentage of water that when you cook them in such a way that they sweat out their natural juices by, you know, salting them as they cook, you get this beautiful mushroomy liquid. It's
so
the beginning
you're using
of your gravy.
Fresh mushrooms here or dried?
Yeah, you can use both, but I use fresh, and I use olive oil. Olive oil is just, I have become, if you could ask me for 2 words to describe the change in my cooking in the last 40 years, it would be olive oil. that's about it. Onion, you want to infuse, you know, the oil with the onion, and I use a few dried herbs, the kind of classic Thanksgiving-y herbs like sage, and thyme and some garlic. And then the mushrooms go in, and it's important to salt them while they're cooking. Not heavily, but just enough to pull out their juices. And the juices become the gravy. And then you thicken it with cornstarch instead of with flour, so it can be gluten-free.
And you're just using the juices, or are you pureeing everything then?
I'm also adding stock.
Okay.
And the interplay of the stock and the cornstarch, you get this nice thickness, and then the mushrooms just clutter it up beautifully. And once you have a tasty gravy, and this gravy is so convincing. I have tested this out on skeptics. It passes. It really does. Mm-hmm. It more than passes. Mm-hmm. Psychologically speaking, and so much about this whole Thanksgiving issue for vegetarians is psychological, I think. Mm-hmm. If you have the gravy, you're good. That's a good starting point. And the next thing you need is some kind of dressing or stuffing, because that's the other thing. People just feel so emotionally drawn to Thanksgiving over, and their Thanksgiving memories often, you know, have some kind of dressing moment in those memories. You know, I've got a beautiful one made with cornbread. First you make a cornbread, and then you crumble it and make it into dressing. Another one with wild rice and pomegranates. Mm-hmm. And so that, with this gravy, you're very far along. However, another psychological need, I think, that might be why there's all the woe is me for vegetarians around Thanksgiving, is we want some kind of visual centerpiece.
We need a pinnacle dish. That's what the turkey
love
is for us.
I love that,
right?
You said pinnacle
dish.
So what
would you do for vegetarians?
You know, my favorite thing to do that just hits the spot is stuff a vegetable with whatever you do. Like, you've made this beautiful cornbread stuffing, or you made this beautiful wild rice and pomegranate stuffing, and you have a baked half of an acorn squash, a beautiful, you know, the dark green skin that turns kind of black in the bright orange center, and that perfect little cavity that wants you to stuff it so badly. And you roast that acorn squash half and fill it, you know, brimming with one of these stuffings. Or you can stuff cabbage, or you can stuff a grilled portobello with anything. Anyone served a grilled portobello is going to have a happy moment.
Well, and anything stuffed is festive. Let's be honest here.
Stuffing something makes somebody feel like this dish was handcrafted just for them. You fill it with something, and then it's like they feel loved. And isn't that what we want people to feel like when we serve them a plate of food?
That's exactly right. That's our Thanksgiving for us. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you very much, Sally.
Molly Katzen is the author of The Heart of the Plate, and she left us with a vegetarian Thanksgiving menu complete with that mushroom gravy for everyone. You're going to find it all, well, you know where, splendidtable.org. And since you're already there, why not check out our latest ebook, Italian Holidays, Eating In with Lynn, at splendidtable.org.